We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we are joined every Wednesday at this time by BetMGM Tonight host, our BetQL network insider and host of the Heat Check podcast on the Odyssey podcast network. We are joined now by Trista Crick. Trista, how's it going?
Man, you put a little stank into the Heat Check too. I like that.
Yep, of course I did.
The Heat Check. Yeah, I like that.
Heat Check is a great basketball-related podcast, and you, as a Portland native, you spent your last podcast all about the Trailblazers and the gifts that they keep giving us of news stories that are dumped day in and day out here. It seems like there's something new every single day, and since the last time we talked to you, Neil O'Shea has been dismissed. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that it's been coming for a while. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I think that there's a delay in terms of how we're allowed to treat employees in athletics versus any other industry. And because it's such a hyper-competitive field, and because, you know, athletes and former athletes are used to, especially guys who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, like people in the general management and the front office have been, like, they've been used to being abused. You know what I'm saying? And so there, that trickles downhill. And I think that there's like a normalization to not treating your employees well. There was a story about Brian Kelly making Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh park cars in the snow.
Yeah.
And then they decided that they would never treat their assistants like that if they ever became, or whenever they became, in the cream of the crop. And other coaches and other management, they decide to go the other way and kind of perpetuate that. So I wasn't surprised that he was let go based around, I think, COVID has changed the way that people see work and what they're willing to put up with. And I don't think people are willing to put up with that level of toxicity anymore, even though it was allowed and somewhat celebrated as like a badge of armor or something to hang your hat on. Like, oh yeah, when I was playing football or when I was playing basketball, like, my head coach put me in a shed. And it's like, well, that's not what we're doing anymore. So, you know, it's not surprising. I think it was a long time coming. And truthfully, like, Jody Allen, you know, we'll call her owner in chief, or, you know, she's kind of the holding down the fort until Portland finds a real owner to kind of like put their hands around this, their arms around this. Like, she maxed out CJ, she extended Neil, and she really didn't know what was going on, you know, because they went to the Western Conference Finals and she thought that everything was good. And like, everything's not good. Neil O'Shea, as much of, I had a good relationship with Neil, but as much of, you know, how much applause and how much praise he got for taking, you know, CJ in the draft, and some of the we'll call it recognition for Dame, even though he wasn't responsible for that.
Right.
You know, he struggled to draft guys.
Yep.
Like, the Zach Collins draft is going to go down as maybe the worst blunder in Portland Trailblazers history outside of Sam Bowie, in my opinion. Like, you had Donovan Mitchell in that draft that you could have gotten. You had Bam Adebayo that you could have gotten. You had John Collins that you could have gotten. You had OG Anunoby you could have gotten. Like, you had many, many players that would have helped this roster that you decided instead to take some 7-footer from Gonzaga, which, you know, anybody who's been watching basketball knows that's not the business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a winning proposition. So I'm happy that move got made. I think it should have been made regardless of how he treated his employees, because truthfully, he wasn't a good talent evaluator, and his mindset was very much stuck in the mid-90s in terms of how he saw players, which is why he loved C.J. McCollum. And I love C.J. too.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is like it feels like with that move and the attachment that Neil always had to C.J., because that was the guy that he drafted, you know, like you mentioned he was given credit for Dame, but that was Chad Buchanan. But yeah. CJ was his guy, and he had an attachment to CJ. Now it just kind of feels like that run is even ending here, and that Joe Cronin, the interim GM, he's probably going to move on from CJ too.
And the question is, like, how is CJ's health going to be? Because as all of this news comes down and everything's falling to the ground, you know, and CJ looks like he will be moved, hopefully he gets healthy for himself and for everyone, like, because I never want to see a guy go through, you know, Tyrod Taylor syndrome. But yeah, I think Joe Cronin, if he wants to keep that interim, if he wants to become a full-time GM, which, you know, from what I hear, he does, and there's a possibility that he could get that job, which I think would be very good for the organization from a stability standpoint. Like, he does need to make many moves. Like, I think you need to evaluate whether you move Nurk. Like, Nurk wants big money. We know that because he's hired Rich Paul, right? Like, Rich Paul gets guys paid or he abandons them like he did Nerlens Noel. So, like, Nurk is looking in a free agency class of centers where it's just him and DeAndre Ayton. And let's be real, DeAndre Ayton is staying in Phoenix. And unless something drastic happens, it's just Nurk. So if you want to extend Nurk, that needs to happen, and you need to make that decision now. But I don't know if necessarily Nurk is the answer right now. Like, centers are at an all-time low in terms of their value. He's proved to be not all that tough, especially in playoff times. So, yeah, I would look to move Nurk. I would look to move CJ if you could, especially, you know, wait for him to get healthy. He hasn't been playing well, right? Like, all this volatility. He's got a baby on the way, like, everything's happening with the organization. So many trade rumors. Like, you should move on from him if you can get value. I think you also move Rocco, probably Anfernee Simons, and find players that work well with Dame. And I don't know if you guys saw this report because it got buried in the C.J. McCollum piece, but, like, for Neil Olshey to turn down Drew Holiday, it made me sick. It made me sick to my stomach, because Portland fans know better than anyone, how important and how valuable Drew Holiday is, because he put Dame in prison.
Yep.
He turned Dame into Logo Lillard to a degree. That was one of the main catalysts for Dame becoming like a guy that shoots from half court, because guys like Drew put him in jail and they swept us. So if we could have gotten Drew Holiday, I think that changes the complexion of this franchise quite a bit.
And it's made all the worse because he went to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And the same thing, it's the same market, and it was the same deal, and it was like, we could have had that. I'm not saying we would have won the NBA title, but we would have been a lot better off than where we are now.
Yeah, I mean, and I just don't think that, it's not that I think a small backcourt is impossible to work. It's just a backcourt as small as Portland's has been, with both guards having almost zero dedication to defense, really hurts you. It puts you in a situation where everybody else, it's like having, you know, a bad defensive line, and it trickles down. Like, now the linebackers have pressure on them, and now the corners and safeties have pressure on them. If you have a bad backcourt defensively, and they're just letting guys smoke them, like they're just barbecue chicken, it puts pressure on guys like Nurk and makes Nurk look worse.
All right, Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight, BetQL Network insider for us. From one piece of misery to the next, your alma mater is looking for a new head coach. The University of Oregon looking for a new head coach. I don't have BetMGM odds, but I do have odds that were sent to me for next head coach. And Chip Kelly is the leader at 7-4, followed by 2-1 Justin Wilcox, 4-1. Joe Brady, 5-1 Brian Harsin, 6-1 Kalani Sitake, 9-1 Matt Campbell. Dave Aranda's down at 14-1. Luke Fickell, 20-1. Who do you want to be the next head coach of your Oregon Ducks?
If I had to choose, if I got to have the final say and he said yes, I'd want Luke Fickell.
Yep.
Like, what he's been able to do taking over Cincinnati and turning them into the very first non-Power 5 school to go to the college football playoff, and how he's been able to do it. I love Luke Fickell. I don't know if I would. The nostalgia is there, right? Like, we want Chip Kelly because we imagine that Chip Kelly is going to bring us back to the glory days. I don't know if necessarily that's true. I don't know if I trust that. And I don't think anyone in Portland trusts that.
Right.
I think that's more like national media chatter. I would love Luke Fickell. I'd love Matt Campbell. And I think David Aranda has really made Baylor a powerhouse as well. They've looked really, really good. He's from Cali. I'd love to see him recruit guys from L.A. to Oregon. Obviously, with Lincoln Riley going to USC, that hurt my feelings. Like, I don't want to see USC get all the recruits, but I also want to see the Pac-12 be good again. And hopefully that's a part of it. And we know Lincoln Riley's not going to play defense, so we'll be able to score a lot of points on them. So yeah, those will be my top three.
We haven't even got to like any betting stuff, and we're already way over because we have to get to the Blazers and we have to get to the Ducks stuff. I do have one. I have one betting question before we get out, because now is the time where, like, this is the big wave of the casual bettors will come racing in during bowl season, right? This is where the casual bettor gets hooked, and then they get NFL player, they get NFL playoffs, and then they're in, right? Do you have tips for your bowl season in betting on the bowl season?
Yeah, I think you wait as long as you can to bet bowl games, just because, you know, you got, especially in the age of COVID, like, you have kids going home, hanging out with their friends in their respective cities. And who knows, maybe they get a positive test. You know, also definitely keep an eye on these, like, little tiny bowl games where players like Kayvon Thibodeau and decide they're not even going to play, which I think there's going to be more and more players. If it's not the college football playoff, like, why would I even play? So look at that. Just make sure you're aware of this. These rosters aren't going to be the same as they were in the regular season because of COVID, because of injuries, because of guys who decide to opt out because they want their draft stock to be as high as possible. And then obviously coaching changes, like Oregon, Oklahoma, like, I don't even know who's coaching those teams. Like, I have no idea. Like, what is our offensive coordinator's gone? Our defensive coordinator's gone. If you want a little tip, fade Oregon in that bowl game, because we all know, all fans of Oregon know how we've done in the Alamo Bowl in past years. We literally gave up the largest lead in bowl history. So I'm triggered by the Alamo Bowl. I would wait as long as possible to bet those games. And then go with the coaches that you actually trust.
Vernon Adams.
I've been burned so many times by Kirby Smart. I think I'm going to fade him from now on.
Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight host, our BetQL Network insider, catch your podcast, The Heat Check, all things NBA. Always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week. I'm sure we'll have lots to discuss with the Blazers.
right. Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.